Welcome to The Notion of You. I'm Tashi Jones. And before we do anything else, I want to invite you to arrive. Not arrive as the version of you who's holding everything together. Not the one tracking time or listening with one ear while thinking about what's next. I mean arrive here. In this moment, in your body. If you can, soften your shoulders, let your jaw unclench. Take a breath that actually reaches all the way down to your ribs and your belly. You don't need to do this perfectly. You don't need to drop in the right way. Even noticing that you're here is enough. This space is for the woman who feels like she's always on. The one who moves through her day, responding, anticipating, holding space, managing emotions, both hers and everyone else's, without ever fully landing back in herself. If that's you, you're not broken. You're patterned. And patterns can gently be rewired. I think we've been taught that coming back to ourselves has to be dramatic. There has to be some big breakdown or breakthrough, some big reset. But what I've learned, both through my own experience, my own body, and years of listening to others, is that your nervous system doesn't rebuild trust through those big moments. It rebuilds trust through small, repeatable signals of safety. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Not discipline, not self-improvement, not another thing to add to your list, but tiny rituals. Ordinary moments that say to your body, I'm here. I'm listening. You matter too. As you listen, let this feel like a walk together. Or we're sitting across each other with warm mugs in our hands. There's nothing you need to figure out. Nothing to fix. Just be here. Let this be one of those small moments. Take another breath, a little slower this time. You're safe here. There was a stretch of time for me when my days technically looked fine on the outside. In fact, I have a picture of me during that time period sitting here next to me. Inside, I felt completely unanchored. I was doing what needed to be done, showing up, caring for everyone around me, moving from one responsibility to the next without much friction, but I couldn't feel myself in any of it. It was like I was floating just outside of my own life, watching it happen instead of being in it. What I didn't realize then was that I had stopped checking in with my body altogether. Not intentionally, but it was a gradual process. I stopped asking how I was. I stopped noticing when I was holding my breath. I stopped offering myself even the slightest pause. I thought that I was being capable, strong, efficient. But my nervous system was exhausted. There was one week in particular when everything felt especially thin. I remember standing in my kitchen early in the morning. Everything was quiet, but there was still this low hum of anxiety in my chest. Not panic. But this constant buzz. The kind that makes you feel like you need to hurry, even when there's nowhere to go. I didn't have a big solution. I didn't have the energy for one. So I did something small. I reached for an oil I'd used years before. And almost without thinking, I put a drop in my hand and I breathed it in. Just once. But for the first time in days, I just felt more myself. My breath slowed down. That was it. There was no huge revelation, no transformation montage. And later that day, I did it again. And then again the next morning. And slowly, these little rituals started building on themselves. I started writing one sentence, too, in a notebook. Not full journaling, but just a line, like how I felt right now, or whatever thought was coming into my brain. Some days, it was really clear. And other days, it was messy. And other days, the word was just tired. What surprised me wasn't how profound any of these practices were on their own, but it was how my body responded to the consistency of checking in. It started to soften, to trust that I was paying attention again, if just a little bit. Those tiny rituals became that tether, the proof that I could come back to myself without disappearing from my life to do it. The proof that I was someone I could rely on, even in the middle of a very busy day and an imperfect week. I didn't feel healed yet. I felt connected. And that's the change that was shifted for me. When we talk about self-trust, most women assume it's a mindset problem. They think, if I could just think differently, if I could just be more confident, if I could just stop second-guessing myself. And so they go looking for clarity, for certainty, for moments they feel sure. But that is not how self-trust works. It's not in relationships and not in your body. Trust is built through repetition, through follow-through, through small moments where someone shows up again and again. And your nervous system is no different. It doesn't learn safety through logic as much as I wish I could logic myself into it. It learns safety through experience. And this is why daily rituals are so important, why they matter. Not because they fit the box of productive, and not because they immediately make you a better version of yourself, but because they create a predictable signal that tells your body, I'm paying attention. I'm here with you. You don't have to do this alone. For a long time, I thought rituals were something you did once you had your life together. Something that calm, collected people did. People with margins or space in their life. People with routines that didn't fall apart every time something went wrong, a night went sideways, kid got sick. But what I've learned is that rituals are actually what help you come back when everything feels scattered. They're not the reward. They're the rope that guides you. here's what most of us miss. Your nervous system is constantly scanning for cues. Am I safe? Am I rushed? Am I alone in this? Do I need to be on high alert? And when your days are full of output and decision-making and emotional labor, your body often gets the message that it has to stay on to survive. And this is where autopilot kicks in. It's not about laziness, it's efficiency. It's your system conserving energy by defaulting to those familiar patterns. But the cost of living on autopilot is huge. It's disconnection. You stop noticing your own signals. You override your own needs. You lose the felt sense of I know myself. Tiny rituals can interrupt that pattern. It's not in a dramatic way, but in a quiet one. A ritual is any small, repeatable action that anchors you back into your body, into choice. It's not about the thing itself, it's about the message it sends. So when you pause and you take three intentional deep breaths before you open your phone, you're teaching your nervous system that you got to orient back home first. When you write one honest sentence about how you're feeling, instead of just powering through, you're teaching your system that your inner world matters too. When you use scent or touch or movement to regulate instead of pushing, you're teaching your body that relief is allowed. And over time, those messages stack up. And this is actually where confidence comes from. Not from getting everything right, but from proving to yourself over and over again that you respond when you notice something inside you. Self-trust isn't a personality, Kate. It's a relational outcome. I want you to think about it. You trust people who are consistent, people who listen, people who don't abandon you when things get messy. And when you start treating yourself that way, even in the tiniest way, something shifts. I noticed this first, not as confidence, but as calmness. I started to feel less reactive, less like I needed to hurry, less like everything in my life was urgent. Not because my life had changed, but because my body finally saw that I was paying attention. So this is why I don't teach you need big overhauls. Because your nervous system doesn't really want a new identity. It wants reliability. So let's talk about what these rituals can look like in real life. Not in an ideal morning way, because rarely does things turn out truly ideal, but in a lived-in way, in a flexible way, in a human way. I think of rituals in three simple categories: some for your body, for your mind, and for your environment. You don't need all three. You don't need to do them perfectly. You just need to do one. These body rituals work directly with your psychology, and your breath is the simplest entry point. A slow inhale through your nose tells your vagus nerve that it's safe to downshift. You don't really need a technique. You can inhale through your nose, exhale through your mouth, and let your exhale take a little bit longer. That's it. Touch is another powerful body ritual. Placing your hand on your chest, rubbing the back of your arm, using an oil or lotion with intention instead of rushing through it. These are all signals of care. They remind your system that you're not just a mind carrying a body around, but you're a whole being. Movement can be a ritual too. Not a workout here, but a stretch, a sway. Let your body move how it wants to for 30 seconds, especially on days where you feel frozen or disconnected. Mind rituals aren't about thinking positively. They're about honesty. Most women don't need more affirmations. They need more permission to tell the truth. A mind ritual might be a single question you ask yourself each day. Like, what do I need right now? Or what am I actually feeling? And then let yourself answer without trying to fix it. You could be writing one sentence or saying it out loud. Even just naming it internally. This builds self-trust because you're no longer gaslighting your own experience. You're acknowledging it. Environmental rituals are often overlooked, but they're pretty powerful because your nervous system responds to the cues around you. It could be something like lighting a candle the same time each evening, or playing a song while you clean up that puts a smile on your face, or diffusing a familiar essential oil blend before you go to bed. These repeated sensory signals create a sense of rhythm. They tell your body, this moment is different, and you can downshift now. What matters here isn't how many rituals you have. It's that one of them is consistent enough to become familiar, to become a pattern, to become a habit. Because that familiarity is safety. And safety is what allows your system to relax its grip. Here's something else that surprised me. As these rituals became part of my day, I stopped looking outside myself for answers. Not because I didn't value guidance, but because I could feel my own signals again. When you're disconnected, every decision feels heavy. You second guess, you ask for reassurance, you override yourself because you don't trust what you're sensing. But when you're anchored, even loosely, those decisions soften. You feel more oriented. You might still ask questions, but not because you're abandoning yourself. And this is the new sense of self that starts to emerge. It's not a loud voice, but it's a steady one. This isn't about control. Rituals don't prevent hard days. They don't keep you regulated all the time. They don't make you immune to stress. But what they do is shorten the distance between noticing and responding. Instead of staying disconnected for weeks, you can come back in minutes. Instead of pushing until you crash, you adjust earlier. Instead of wondering why you feel off, you already know. And that is self-trust in practice. It's not that you never disconnect. It's that you know how to come back to yourself. You know how to return. And every time you return, your nervous system files that away. She comes back. She listens. I don't have to scream to be heard. And that is why tiny rituals matter more than big intentions. Because consistency is how your body learns. And over time, something really important happens. You stop needing the rituals as much to feel okay. Not because you outgrow it, but because the sense of connection is created internally. You carry that anchor inside you. You know how to come home. And it's not something you force. It's something you practice. And you're allowed to start really small. Let's come out of theory and into something you can actually live with this week. Nothing complicated. Nothing asks you for more than you have. I want you to choose one ritual. Just one. Something that takes under 5 minutes. Something you can do for yourself, even on hard days, especially on hard days. This isn't about optimizing your routine. It's about creating an anchor. A moment your body starts to recognize that this is where I come back to myself. It might be 3 slow, deep breaths with one hand on your chest. It might be putting a drop of oil in your palm and inhaling before you start the day. It might be writing one honest sentence in the notes app on your phone. It might be sitting at the edge of your bed asking, "What do I need right now?" Pick something that feels the least performative, one that your body doesn't resist. And when you do it, I want you to pair it with a simple internal script, not an affirmation. More of a reminder, something like, "I'm listening," or "I'm here with you," or "We can go slow." Say it to yourself, silently or out loud. Let your body truly hear it. And that's it. You can be done. This isn't habit stacking or tracking all your habits. The only practice this week is noticing what changes when you keep that promise to yourself once a day. If you want to deepen this, choose a different ritual for each day of the week, but keep the script the same. Let your nervous system experience consistency, even as the form changes. And at the end of the week, this isn't about evaluating how you did. It's a reflection. Do you feel more oriented, more grounded, more willing to trust what you notice? That's the work. Not perfection, but presence. As we close, I want to leave you with this. Every time you choose a small ritual, you're casting a vote, not for a future version of you, not for who you think you should be, but for the version of you who's already here. The one who notices. The one who responds. The one who doesn't abandon herself when things get messy. And that matters more than you think. Because self-trust isn't built in the big moments when you feel clear and capable. It's built in the ordinary ones, the tired mornings, the overstimulated afternoons, the quiet moment when no one's watching and you still choose to come back to yourself. Those moments add up. They change how safe you feel inside your own life. They change how you make decisions. They change how you relate to yourself and others when you're overwhelmed or unsure or in transition. If you're in a season where you feel disconnected or numb, or you don't quite recognize yourself anymore, I want you to hear this clearly. You're not lost. You're just untethered. And tethers can be rebuilt. One breath, one promise, one pause at a time. If you feel like it, I'd love for you to share the ritual you're choosing or what you notice as you're practicing it. Not for accountability, but for connection. If you want your more support as you rebuild this relationship with yourself, the Scatter to Steady workbook and the Return to Wholeness system exist as a companion for exactly this kind of season. Not to push you forward, but to help you come home. Be gentle with yourself this week. You're learning how to listen again.